Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest edition of Transfer Insight. I'm delighted to say I am joined by Nathan Joyes, the football content creator, South American expert, of course, and the founder of the Copper Club. How are you doing, Nathan? You well?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. It's an honour to chat with you guys. My dad's a Liverpool fan, so anything I do with Liverpool fans or anything, he's always gets in his good books. So yeah, pleasure to be here.
Oh no, absolutely pleasure to have you on, mate. Appreciate your time. And yeah, your dad's got it right. Let's put it that way. Yeah, we're here to talk. I mean, obviously, it came out of nowhere, really. These links to Andre, the Romeo Lavia stuff's been sort of bubbling away under the surface for a few weeks now, and it kind of felt like, I think a lot of Liverpool fans were sort of coming to the end of their tether in many senses about us not getting that deal done. And all of a sudden, there's a new name in the frame. And it's one that I think I speak for most Reds around the country and probably the world, but we're not quite au fait with what he does, what he can offer. So that's why you're here to talk us through the man and what he could bring to Liverpool. So to begin with, I want to touch on a couple of tweets you've wrote about him previously. And one of them was not too long ago, actually. And you said, you can't wait to see where Andre ends up. He's always going to play out the season of Fluminense, which looks like it could be the case as well. Testament to not only his character, but the respect he has for Denise, who's the manager, I believe. He's worth the wait. I wouldn't worry. He's worth the wait. Talk to us about him. Why is that the case?
Yeah, 100%. He's burst onto the scene, really. This is only his second full season with Fluminense. And I'll just touch on the fact that he is likely to stay out the season due to the fact that he's got a good relationship with the manager, Fernando Diniz, who's also just become the Brazilian interim manager. And Andre has only recently made his debut for them. So look, he's going to be working with him at Fluminense and Brazil. And that's a way of developing his game. And there's an understanding and a respect there. Serie A season obviously finishes around November. And there's also the Copa Libertadores, where Fluminense are still in it. Mm-hmm. But well, yeah, they had the round of 16 last night, drew 1-1, so they're taking a good advantage back to the Maracana. So there's a lot there. They are still sort of in the title race as well. So he's not going to rule himself out, but as a player, like, first of all, wow. Like, I'm surprised not more teams, or like, it wasn't Liverpool's first option. And every European team who needs a defensive midfielder should be looking at this guy. He's an unbelievable player. Well, first and foremost, right, let's start with it. There's a lot to talk about him here. First and foremost, he's a defensive midfielder. He's not going to get you goals. I mean, he hit the post last night and almost nearly scored, but that's not his game at all. But first and foremost, defensive midfielder, but an unbelievable ball carrier. So Fluminense, they have quite interesting tactics. They play like positionless in the opponent's half. They like to crowd areas. So when you talk about defensive midfielders, a lot of their stats sometimes are really high because they play it to the fullback side by side, playing it safe. Fluminense play a really obscure attacking football, but Andre's at the heart of that. So he's the one who likes to, he's pretty much stood with the goalkeeper holding his hand every goal kick, taking the ball off him and looking to advance with the ball, whether that's himself ball carrying, like I said, or spraying it or short passes or looking to play that attacking ball. He's just a really advanced forward thinker, and he's only like 22, really young player. And he's just burst onto the scene last season, sort of found his feet within certain positions. But this season, Denise plays with the 4-3-3 formation or 4-2-3-1, and he slots perfectly into that. But he's passing. I'm not a data guy at all, and there's a lot of data guys who are loving stats around him, but I can't help but bring a few to the table just to sort of not convince Liverpool fans, but just to show them a little bit more what he's about. So in the Libertadores group stage, he had 93% complete pass rate, which was the best in the group stage. Last season in the Brasileiro, and also this season, he's around about 88%, which puts him also in like the top two or three as well. But he's not a safe player. So that makes those stats even more impressive. And you often see him not playing those short passes, like I said, direct balls, or even if he's spraying it out wide, he sort of plays them in a way where he's not lofting them. He's playing them quite low. He's getting his head over the ball, playing them with a bit of pace, but making sure the ball gets to his players quicker so that they've got more time in these tight areas, which Fluminense like to play with. So overall, he brings a lot to the table. He's never going to bring goals. That's not his duty. But his overconfidence and belief in himself has sort of projected him onto this pedestal in only his second real full season for Fluminense. So yeah, there's a lot he brings to the table, and he's really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he is one to get excited about. I certainly have been in this sort of short window whereby we've been heavily linked. But you mentioned there sort of most top clubs in Europe should be sort of taking a look at him. And he certainly feels like one who's ready to make that step. He touched on his international duty there. He's been called up to a couple of squads. Obviously got his first cap quite recently. Have you been surprised then that, I mean, up until this now with Liverpool, obviously, with all due respect to these other clubs I'm going to mention, but it was Fulham, it was Wolves, there's a little bit of sport in Lisbon. Have you been surprised by the levels of clubs that have been interested in him? Did you expect Liverpool, Man City, Manchester United, et cetera, et cetera?
I can see Liverpool because of the amount of departures you've had. And the way to go about this is, look what Klopp did with Fabinho. I mean, yes, Fabinho was already playing in Europe, but you didn't see him too much at the start when he came in. He sort of nurtured him into the squad. Man City, it's probably a step too far to be talking about those big names. And the other names which have cropped into, like Fulham and Wolves. Like Wolves obviously bought Joao Gomez last season. Fulham have got a couple of Brazilians themselves. So building that environment, I'm not surprised to see those teams linked once they've had a couple of players. It's a bit like Nottingham Forest, but they're Brazilians as well. It's like building a nice community, but that helps them settle. And obviously, if there's Brazilians at the club, that's a huge tick for them, because these decisions are a lot. I think people just think, oh, this player's amazing, he's a wonder kid, he needs to come over. But the environment needs to be right for him. And I feel like Liverpool probably would be that environment. And with the mass exits in that midfield role, it's all opened up to him. I can see why Liverpool fans are like, we need to get him in the door now. For the reason spoke, obviously, we started on a bit of a negative in the fact that he probably won't come this window. But waiting for him is definitely worthwhile. So I think still a lot of European teams know that they can afford him if he is a success in Europe. Say, for example, if he's gone and had a successful season at Sporting Lisbon, Liverpool then have to pay 60 million for him next season. You would be willing to do that because that's a possibility. I think some clubs are still scared to go straight to the source. But if you go straight to the source, Fluminense are asking 20, 25 million pounds or euros, whichever one it is, it's still a great price. And look at Danilo last season for Forest was 15 million and Joao Gomez was the same sort of price. So if you're going direct to the source, yes, you may have to nurture that player and look after them a little bit more. And it's sort of a little bit more of a risk, but you're also saving 30, 40, 50 million and you're embedding them into your side and your style of play. And they're learning how Klopp wants to play, for example. So I still think there is that mentality. We've seen a slight shift. Look, Chelsea have brought in a fair few Brazilian youngsters and that market has been exploited a lot more. But I still think a lot of the bigger teams need convincing because Liverpool really are a club which have never really gone straight to the source. They've always waited for them, a bit of proof in the pudding in Europe, so to speak. But maybe, look, this is the right time and the right player to book that trend.
Hey everyone, I hope you've enjoyed that section of my chat with the brilliant Nathan Joyce. If you want to watch the show in full, head over to redmenplus.com now. Sign up as a captain or a legend. You'll get all that, plus all the other Andre stuff, all the Lavia stuff, and everything else we do here at Red Men TV.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.